You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. Tsunamis are not surfable. If you're a surfer, you know how little control you have if your board is in whitewater. A tsunami has no face, so there is nothing for a surfboard to grip. A tsunami doesn't curl. It's a surge of turbulent water. And the water is usually not clean, but filled with everything dredged up from the seafloor and the land the wave runs over, including pieces of buildings, garbage, and dead animals. Unlike a normal wind-driven wave, you can't dive beneath the wave because the entire column is in motion, not just the top few feet. You can't exit the wave either because the trough could be many tens of miles away and all that water is moving towards you. Surfing a tsunami in the open ocean would be nearly impossible. The wave is just too broad. The typical tsunami is tens of miles long and perhaps only 3 feet high in the open ocean. The surfer would have needed a surfboard at least a half a mile long to capture enough energy from the wave to move forward. So if you love to ride the big waves, save your talents for the big waves that actually curl, the ones generated by big storms. This is Lori Dengler. Shaky Ground is produced by KHSU in cooperation with the Humboldt Earthquake Education Center and Humboldt State University.